Welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Va'etchanan. Parshat Va'etchanan begins with Moshe begging Hashem to reconsider and to please let Moshe enter Eretz Yisrael. It really is a terribly sad episode in the Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu pleads with Hashem, please, please, please let me fulfill my life's dream to enter Eretz Yisrael. Va'etchanan el Hashem ba'itahi lemor, Hashem Elokim ata hachilota leharot et abdecha et godlecha ve'et yadcha chazaka asher mi'el b'shamayim uva'aretz asher ya'asecha ma'asecha v'chi gvurotecha. Moshe says, I begged Hashem at that time. You've begun to show me greatness, your strong hand. There's no God like you. There is no other God. Please, please, let me cross over and let me see Israel and let me see this good mountain and let me see Lebanon. And this last point is very strange. What is this last point? Let me cross over, Ebrana, and let me see the good land that is on the other side of the Yarden River. What do I want to see? Hahar Hatov, the good mountain, the Halavanon, and Lebanon. What is that supposed to mean? So the Torah Shebal Peh is very clear. Unkelus and Rashi and the Gemara and the Medrash all say the following. I'll quote Rashi. Hahar Hatov Hazeh, this good mountain, Zu Yerushalayim. V'halavanon, Ze Beit HaMikdash. The mountain is Yerushalayim, and Levanon is the Beit HaMikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu did not only want to see Israel. He wanted to see Yerushalayim, and he wanted to see the Beit HaMikdash. He was so desperate to see Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. As a matter of fact, really we all should be that desperate. I'll read from the Kuzari. Rabbi Yudah Levi writes in the Kuzari in Ma'amar Hey, in the fifth Ma'amar, in chapter Chaf Zayin, he says the following, Yerushalayim omnam tibaneh kishayichsefu b'nei Yisrael la tachlit hakosef ad sheyechonenu avaneha v'afareha. Jerusalem, says the Kuzari, Yerushalayim will be rebuilt when the Jewish people yearn for it in the highest form of yearning, tachlit hakosef, ad until the point to the shechonenu avaneha v'afara, to the point where they favor its stones and its dust. That doesn't come from nowhere. It comes from the Gemara, which actually comes from a pasuk. The Gemara at the very end of Masechet Ketubot, Daf Kuf Yud Bet, says that Rabbi Abba used to kiss the rocks of Akko, and Rabbi Hanina used to repair Israel's roads. And the Gemara also says that Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda used to roll himself in the dust of Israel. All this from a pasuk in Tehillim, from Kuf Bet. Mizmar Kuf Bet, Kiratsu Avadecha et Avaneha v'yat Afara Yechonenu. For your servants, Hashem, take pleasure in Israel's stones, and they love her dust. Kuzari, Gemara, Tehillim. That's what Moshe wanted. That's what you and I want. We only want to see Israel. We only want to be in Israel. We only want to see Yerushalayim rebuilt. We only want to see the Beit HaMikdash. And this, was Yerushalayim. But I want to go a little bit more into depth of why is Yerushalayim called a har, and why is the Beit HaMikdash called Levanon? So the Sifrei in Devarim on our Parsha Piska Chavchet tells us that the reason why that everybody called Yerushalayim a mountain. The Medrash brings the fact that Avraham called it a mountain, that Moshe called Yerushalayim a mountain, David called Yerushalayim a mountain, Yeshayahu called Yerushalayim a mountain, and also the Medrash says, V'haya be'acharit hayamim nachon yihyeh har beit Hashem, goyim are going to call it a mountain also. V'halchu amim rabim v'yamru l'chu v'na'aleh El Har Hashem. That everybody calls it a mountain, even the non-Jews are going to call it a mountain. But we have to figure out, what does that mean? Why? Why is Yerushalayim called a mountain? I think, perhaps, that the answer is in the continuation of the Sifri. Not about Har being Yerushalayim, but about Levanon representing the Beit HaMikdash. The Sifri says, V'lama nikra shmo Levanon, shemalbin avonotehem shel Yisrael. The reason why Beit HaMikdash is called Levanon, it comes from the word Lavan, or Levana, which means white. The Beit HaMikdash whitens the sins of Bnei Yisrael, Shenemar, as it says in the very beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Aleph, Im yihiyu chata'echem kashanim, kasheleg yalbinu. If your sins are red as crimson, they shall be whitened like the snow. The Mikdash was the center of tshuva. The Mikdash was the center of kapara through the korbanot, through the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, through other avodot. We experience, so to speak, the whitening of our sins. And this power that the Mikdash has to whiten our sins is very powerful. And according to the Medrash, it saves the world. The Medrash Tanchuma and Parshat Bechukotai, Siman Gimel says, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Ilu hayu ha'umot yodin, kishiyichta'u Yisrael af heim lokin. If, says Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, if the non-Jews were to know that when Bnei Yisrael would sin, that everybody would suffer, including the non-Jews, had they known that, or if they knew that, Hayu ma'amidin shnei istar tiotin. They would set up, it's the only place in the entire Medrash where this word appears, that they would set up two istar tiotin. They would set up two bodyguards. Kedei sheyihiyu mishamrim kol echad v'yachad miYisrael shelo yachtu. If the non-Jews knew that they were suffering when we sin, and we suffer also, they would set up bodyguards. And every time I wanted to turn to my friend and say, hey, I got this great piece of Lashon Hara, one of my bodyguards would say, you can't talk like that. What are you doing? Every time I wanted to walk into McDonald's and get a cheeseburger, I sit down, I'm about to sink my teeth into a juicy cheeseburger, and my bodyguard, I should really call him a neshama guard, not a bodyguard, the neshama guard would tap me on the shoulder and say, what do you think you're doing? And I would say to him, what do you care? He said, what do you mean, what do I care? When you sin, I suffer. And not only that, but the Gemara links that to the Beit HaMikdash. It's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Hei Amud Bet. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Oy lahem lagoyim, sha'avdu ve'ein yodin ma sha'avdu. They lost something, and they don't even know what they lost. You know what it is? Says the Gemara, Sukkah Nun Hei Amud Bet, Bizman she'Beit HaMikdash kayam, mizbeach mechaper aleihen, v'yachshav mim mechaper aleihen. Rabbi Yochanan says that their sins are atoned by the Mizbeach. So the Beit HaMikdash is called Levanon because it whitens our sins. It saves the world. And that's why it's called Levanon. And we have to go back to our original question. So why is Yerushalayim called Har? Or as the Marsha says, Hahar Hatov, with a Hey HaYidiyah. There's only one, the mountain, Hahar, that mountain. And that's Yerushalayim. Why is it called that mountain? Why is Yerushalayim called a mountain? So I think perhaps we can suggest that these two things are combined. It is one of the most powerful aspects of the Mikdash that in truth our sins are erased there. Our sins are forgiven there. Our sins are forgotten there. Our sins are whitened there. Absolutely. However, we have to remember that the Mikdash is also likened to a mountain. Being on top of a mountain offers a perspective that you cannot see below. When you get to the top of a mountain, you see vistas that were previously unknown to you. But that's only if you climb up the mountain. If you put in the effort, if you work hard, you'll reach the top. If you don't, you sit down, you're never going to get to the top of the mountain. You'll stay at the bottom, you'll stay at the foot of the mountain. You can only reach the top if you work hard. And perhaps one can suggest that that is exactly the point here in our parsha. The Beit HaMikdash is called Levanon, of course, but you have to climb the mountain of Yerushalayim first. You have to first recognize that the Beit HaMikdash is not a magic building, that just things happen like that. It is indeed true that certain kapara happens in the Mikdash without me working. But for to get real tshuva, as Rabbi Soloveitchik says, not kapara, but tahara, I have to remember that there's no magic going on here. B'nai Yisrael, in the early days of Shmuel HaNavi and Shmuel Aleph, Perek Dalid, learned this the hard way when they tried to take the Aron Kodesh out to war. And they just thought, it's a magic box. You bring it out to war, you come back victorious. No. They lost the Aron to the Plishtim, if you remember. Eli HaKohen died when he heard the news. It's not a magic box. The Beit HaMikdash is not a magic building. It's a powerful building, but what goes on in there is more important. It's the work that I put into it. It's the work that I put into it. It's the hard work that I do. Sure, the Mikdash is indeed called Levanon Shemalbin Avonoteim Shel Yisrael. But I got to climb the mountain of Yerushalayim first. I got to work hard. I've got to change my ways. I have to look deep down inside myself and who do I want to be and where do I want to be and how do I get there? And if I can climb the mountain of the Har HaTov HaZeh, then I will get to Levanon. I will get to the white place, the place that whitens my sins. Halavai, we shall be zoche to witness the rebuilding of the Mikdash and the full kapara and tahara from all our mistakes and averot. Have a great Shabbat.